Chapter 1. A Fresh Start. The east lot across from school was jammed with students trying to find parking. I eased my Sentra beside a four-wheel truck, switched off the engine, and just sat there, staring at the students scurrying past. Any moment I expect someone to notice me and yell, "Witch!" Being a witch would be preferable to what I was, what I will become after I complete my training. A Valkyrie. A soul reaper. Just thinking about it made my skin crawl. 6 weeks ago, I was your average student, concerned with starting another boring school year and making out with the guy I'd had a crush on, like, forever. My best friend, Eirik Seville. Then, Torn St. James stormed into my life on his black Harley with his wicked smile and brilliant blue eyes. He'd shattered everything I thought I knew about me, life, and love. Made me feel like the most beautiful girl in the world, the focus of his existence. But before I'd been able to savor the joy of being in love, it all fell apart like a house of cards, destroyed by being so powerful, even the gods quaked in their presence. I shuddered. 2 weeks had passed, yet the images from that night still haunted my dreams. 12 swimmers from my high school had met their death in the most horrific way. To the rest of the world, they'd been electrocuted by lightning during a swim meet. The media had called it a freak accident. I knew better. Evil Norns had caused the lightning. Norns, destiny deities from Norse pantheon, were real and as badass as they come. Some blissfully went about guiding disasters, natural or man-made, without caring about the lives they destroyed. The worst part was, I had known about their plan, but hadn't stopped them. Couldn't stop them, even though I'd tried. Valkyries, or Valkyries-to-be in my case, couldn't prevent deaths. Not without consequences. Norns, on the other hand, rules over destinies of gods and mortals, and did as they pleased. My flamboyant, technologically-challenged mother might have saved my teammates at one time, but her Norn card got canceled when she fell in love with my father, a mortal, and chose him over them. She had been training to be a good Norn when she fell, thank goodness. Mom's situation was another tidbit I'd learned 2 weeks ago. I was still trying to wrap my brain around that one. Now I had to deal with school, friends I hadn't seen in 2 weeks, and teammates who'd seen me act like a deranged lunatic during the meet. I continued to watch the students and tried to muster courage. "You can do this, Rain. Stop whining and get your butt out of the car. You can do this. You can." I exhaled sharply and pushed the door open. The protective runes my mother had painted all over my Sentra to ward off accidents were thankfully gone. I'd insisted. Seeing them would have reminded me of how I'd been spared while my friends had died. I hoisted my backpack on my shoulder and was reaching for the folder on the passenger seat when the powerful sound of a Harley filled the air. A spasm kicked in my chest, and my heart started to pound. Torin. Anticipation and pain flashed through me. Last night, when my parents and I had arrived home, his place had been in darkness. I'd worried he was gone again, taken away by sour loser Norns to punish me for refusing to join them, as if they hadn't done enough by erasing every bit of his memories of us together. I wasn't sure what was worse, having him gone or having him around when he couldn't remember he loved me. He parked his bike, removed his helmet, and pushed locks of raven hair away from his forehead, baring his chiseled face. The familiar gesture made me smile. He looked exactly the way he had looked the first day he knocked on my door and took my breath away. Same black jeans, matching shirt, and leather jacket. Blue sapphire eyes, so brilliant it hurt to look into them.